高兴今天Shirley 姊妹还能够跟我们一起聚会。
We're very thankful that Sister Shirley can still meet with us today.
今天是她最后一天了。
Today is her last time meeting with us.
下午就要飞回德国。
This afternoon, she will fly back to Germany.
然后九月中旬，他们就要搬到中国上海。
And in mid-September, the family will be moving to Shanghai, China.
所以下一次什么时候见面，在什么地方见面，我们都不知道。
So we will not know when we'll meet next or where we will meet.
但是我们实在愿意，当下一次我们见面的时候，我们都还是活在主耶稣的面前。
But we pray that when we meet next time, we all still live in the presence of God.
所以大家如果还没有机会跟他道别的话，今天是最后一次机会。
If you have not had a chance to say goodbye to her, today will be your last chance.
我不知道 Larry 是不是最后一天。
I don't know if this is also the last Sunday for Brother Larry.
Larry 跟 Jim 他们要搬到 San Diego.
Brother Larry and Sister Jean will move to San Diego.
Jean 和小孩子已经在 San Diego 了。
Sister Jean and the children are already at San Diego.
今天是 Larry 的 last Sunday.
Today is Brother Larry's last Sunday meeting with us.
I don't know, 不知道 Larry has a few words.
I don't know if Brother Larry has some few words for us.
no, 没有关系。如果你还没有跟他道别的话
If you have not said goodbye to him
今天还有机会
You still have a chance today
我们在地上 与弟兄姊妹相聚的时间不是很多
The time we have on earth to meet with one sister is very few
就是我们一同住在休斯顿的人我们真正相聚的时间也非常少
Even for those of us who live in Houston, it's really that we have opportunities to meet.
所以我想起来哈，现在觉得当年能够在家里跟兄弟姊妹相处的时间，现在想起来都是觉得非常宝贵。
And every time I remember the time that I spent with my brothers and sisters at home, I found those are very precious moments.
所以今天当我们还有这样的机会，能够与弟兄姊妹欢聚在主的面前。我们应当要珍惜。
And today, while we still have the opportunity to gather with brothers and sisters joyfully in the house of God, we need to treasure these times.
因为不知道在什么样的时候，我们会失去这样一个机会。
Because we do not know when we will lose this opportunity.
当我们失去这样的机会的时候，那个时候我们就才会知道，那样的一个机会是何等的宝贵。
Once we lose this opportunity, then we will begin to miss how precious this opportunity has been.
我们也记得为离开我们的弟兄姊妹和他们的家庭都有祷告。
We will also remember to pray for those brothers and sisters who have left us, and we pray for their families.
我们打开诗篇第三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
第五节
Psalm 139 verse 5
诗篇三十九篇第五节我们翻到以后一起来读
Psalm 139 verse 5 Let's read together
你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 39. Psalm 39.
三十九篇第五节。你念一下英文的好了。
Okay. Psalm 39, verse 5.Behold, thou hast made my days as handbreadth, and my lifetime as nothing in thy sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath.
这里面诗人讲到我们这一生的年日窄到像手掌一样。
The psalmist tells us that our life is as narrow as the width of the hand.
那已经很少很少了。
Very few, very small.
但是我们这些年的里面，能够在神的面前，那个年日呢，就好像无有一样。
But our lifetime before God's sight is just as nothing.
就像这个刚才我们唱的诗歌里面，那个诗人就有这样的一个渴慕，就是盼望那活在神面前的年日可以增加。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier, that he desires that our presence before the Lord will increase.
要不然我们这个人生是虚幻的。
Otherwise, our life is just a bit in vain.
怎么样能够活在神的面前呢？
How can we live in God's presence?
我们读罗马书第十二章。
We will read Romans 12.
我们读罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
We will read Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
我们一起翻到以后一起同声的来读。
Let's read together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们再读第九节。
We read verse 9.
第九节到第十二节。
We read verse 9 to 12.
爱人不可虚假，爱人不可虚假，爱人不可善要亲近，爱人弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此恭让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。我们读第二十节。
Verse 20。
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。我们读十三章。
Chapter 13。
第一节。
Verse 1.
和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的。凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will.
我们读第八节。
Verse 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要以爱为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法。我们读十四章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 14, verse 1 to 3.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论和疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜；吃的人不可轻看吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。第十五章第七节。
Chapter 15, verse 7.
所以
Wherefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God.
读彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第十三节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 13.
你们为神的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王。好，第三章。
Chapter 3.
第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
只要你里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁仆人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。好，我们就 读经读到这里，我们再有一点祷告。
This is our scripture reading. We'll have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你，今天还让我们有日子能够活在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for you still give us time to live before you.
我们何等感谢宝贵这样的时间。
How we are thankful for this time and how we treasure this time.
特别是我们与我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
Especially when we gather with our dear brothers and sisters.
围绕在你的桌子面前。
When we gather before your table.
一同来赞美你。
That we can praise you together.
这是何等的宝贵。
Lord, how precious is this?
主，我们把下面的时间交在主的手中。
Lord, we commit the following time into your hands.
求主对我们说话。
We pray that you will speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们感谢主，在罗马书十二章的里面，一开始就告诉我们，我们要把身体献上，当作活祭。
We praise the Lord because in the beginning of chapter 12 in the book of Romans, he tells us we need to offer our bodies to a living as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
这一节圣经把罗马书分成两个段落。
This verse divides the book of Romans into two sections.
罗马书是一本讲到真理的一本圣书。
The book of Romans is a book that talks about the truth.
所以有许多的宝贵的教义。
There are many precious teachings.
但是到了罗马书第十二章的时候呢，这卷书好像就转了一个弯。
But when we come to Romans chapter 12, it seems as if the book had took a turn.
然后从罗马书十二章以后呢，完全是讲到生活方面。
And from chapter 12 on, it talks about life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前所有的认识的这个真理和教训。
But sister, all the teaching, the knowledge we gain before the Lord,
都要与我们的生活来发生关系。
They all have to have something to do with our daily living.
如果这个真理和教训与我们的生活不发生关系
If this teaching and truth has nothing to do with our daily life
这个真理和教训对我们就没有真实的意义
Then these teachings and truth have nothing to do with us
就好像我们身上有许许多的器官
Just like we have many faculties in this body of ours
而我们的器官要借着血管和我们的心脏来相连
And yet each member needs to be connected together with with the blood vessel.
如果这个器官没有那个血管与心脏来相连的话
If the heart and the blood vessel have not connected all the members of the body,
那个器官就是死的
then that member becomes dead.
而那个心脏也会成为死的
And sooner or later, it will bring death to the heart.
如果我们的生活和主的真理不发生关系的话
If our daily life has nothing to do with the truth and the teaching of God
我们的生活就是死的
Then our life is a life of death
不但如此我们所知道的真理和教训也是死的
Not only so, the teaching and truth that we know is also of death
而这个真理和生活的那个相连在什么地方呢
And how is this teaching connected to our life.
就在罗马书十二章第一节和第二节的里面。
It is found in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
就在这两节的里面，我们能够把真理和教训与我们的生活来相连。
In these two verses, we found how the truth can be connected to our daily living.
我们知道我们的人生是非常的短。
We know that our life is very short.
窄到像手掌一样。
It is so narrow, it's just like the width of a hand.
我想到现在是八月。
I know that right now we're in August.
那是我来到美国二十五周年的那个月。
It's the month that I have arrived in the United States for 25 years.
这二十五年呢，就像手掌一样。
This 25 years is just like the width of your hand.
非常非常的短。
Very short.
我们每一个人都能够回想一下。
All of us can think back.
我们的年日，我们过去的年日实在是非常的短少。
We can think back about our life, which is so very short.
但是那个还不要紧。
But that it doesn't matter.
但是诗人告诉我们，我们在神面前的那个日子好像无有一样。
But the psalmist tells us that our days before the Lord is as if nothing.
在我们那短少的年日，我们能够活在神面前的是更少更少。
In our short and few years that we live on earth, our days before the Lord are even shorter.
好像没有一样。
It is like nothing.
我们怎么能够有一点年日能够活在主的面前呢？
How can we have some days that we live before the Lord?
罗马书十二章第一节第二节。
Romans 12:1-2.
我们要把自己来奉献给神。
We need to offer ourselves.
只有当我们把自己奉献给神的时候，
Only when we offer ourselves to God.
那个年日能够在他的面前算得上数。
Then we can begin to count our days before God.
什么叫做奉献？
What is offering?
奉献就是把那个主权转移给神。
Offering means to give your, let him be the master of your life.
今天有很多的事情，我们是抓在自己的手中的。
Today there are many things that we hold tight unto our own hands.
很多的时候，我们把那个工作、我们的职业抓在我们自己的手中。
Many times we held tight to our careers and our work.
我们为了我们的职业。来努力
and we spend much effort for our careers.
我们为了这个职业来忧愁
We worry much for our careers.
我们整个的心思和意念就是在怎么样能够维持我们的那个工作
Our whole heart and our whole mind is upon how to maintain our careers.
因此我们的年日都花在这些事情上面
Therefore we spend our days upon these things.
当年日过去以后
As the days pass,
我们发现在神的面前好像无有
We found out that we have not left any days before the God.
我们的年日都是活在法老的面前
Because we spend all our days before Pharaoh.
没有活在神的面前
We did not live before God.
怎么样能够来扭转这样的一个光景呢？
How can we change the circumstance?
要把你的工作奉献给神
You need to offer your job to God.
主这个工作是你的
God, this job is yours.
这个工作的维持是靠你的
It is by you that I can maintain this job.
我能不能够做下去也是靠你的
Whether or not I can continue to work, it is also according to you.
我的将来也在你的手中
My future is in your hand.
我不再用我的努力来想办法维持这个工作
I will not maintain this job according to my own effort.
这叫做把工作要奉献给神。
This is what it means to offer our job to God.
当你把你的工作奉献给神以后
After you have offered your job to God,
你就不需要为你的工作担心了。
Then you don't need to worry for your job.
我今年在这个公司做第二十年。
This year is also the 20th year that I work in my current company.
所以我的那个履历表已经有二十年没有修改过了。
So I have not changed my resume for 20 years.
对，今天如果你要我写履历表的话，我还写不出来。
If you want me to rewrite my resume today, I don't know how to do it.
这是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
神的恩典可以让我二十年没有去写我的履历表。
God's grace allowed me to not to write my resume in 20 years.
不是我有什么能力。
It is not that I am capable.
是主的恩典。
It is God's grace.
我记得我那个时候上班的时候。
I remembered when I work.
那时候我进了一个单位呢，大概有二十个人。
I entered into a group that has about 20 some people.
二十个人里面呢，只有两个人呢是没有博士学位的。
And in this 20-some people, there's only two that does not have a PhD degree.
那我是其中的一个。
And I am one of them.
二十年以后呢，这二十个人里面只有三个人现在还在公司工作。
And after 20 years, only three out of the original 20 still work for this company.
在主保守。
And God has kept me.
只有三个人能留下来。
Only three people left.
最近很多人也问我说我们公司怎么样。
And recently, many people asked me about the condition of my company.
因为很多人从报纸上听到我们公司要有很多的 layoff.
And because many people read from the newspaper that there will be there'll be a great layoff in my company.
因为有很多的工作要转移到印度去。
And they will outsource many jobs to India.
弟兄姊妹，我不担心这个事情。
Friend, sister, I am not worried about this.
因为这工作是神的。
Because my job belongs to God.
如果神觉得我不要工作的话，那他就会把工作拿去。
If God feels that I no longer have to work, then He will take this job from me.
如果我神觉得我应该要工作的话，这工作没有人可以拿走的。
If God thinks that I shall continue to work, then no one can take my job away from me.
所以我不需要为这个事情来担心。
I don't have to worry for this matter.
如果我们不为这个事情来担心的话
If we do not worry for this matter,
我们就能够有一点时间用来活在神的面前
Then we will be able to save times and use it before God.
什么叫做奉献
What does it mean to offer?
奉献是把你的权利呢放弃
Offering means to let go your right.
今天我们很多的人在婚姻里面有难处
Today, many people have difficulties in their marriage.
为什么在婚姻的里面有一个难处呢
Why would you have problem in your marriage?
因为我们觉得我们该得着的没有得着
Because we felt that we have not gained what we ought to have gained.
我们做丈夫的觉得我们没有得着妻子的顺服
And the husband felt that we have not gained submissiveness from our wife.
所以我们觉得我们有一个权利我们没有得着
We felt that we have a right that we have not received.
我们妻子觉得我应该得着丈夫的爱我没有得着
That wife said that I ought to receive the love from my husband, and I have not received that.
所以我有一个权利我没有得着。
Therefore, I have not received that right.
因此，在这个婚姻里面就产生了矛盾。
And in this marriage, there will be problems.
什么叫做奉献
？What does it mean to offer?
奉献就把这个权利放弃掉了。
Offering means to let go this right.
今天我没有得着我该得着的。
Today, I have not received what belongs to me.
但是我要把这个权利放弃掉了。
But I let go this right.
我仍然要尽我的那一份，就是我应该按照圣经的教训来尽我的那一份。
I still need to live according to the teaching of the Bible.
这叫做奉献。
That is to offer.
如果我们不肯在婚姻的事情上来奉献的话
If we refuse to offer in terms of our marriage,
我们的婚姻就没有出路的
And then there's no way out for our marriage.
每一个人都在讲究自己的权利
Because everyone is holding up their own rights.
他的权利都是从圣经出来的
And their rights all came from, are based from the Bible. What is wrong with that?
没有错
Nothing wrong.
你的要求是没有错的。
Your right is accurate.
但是你没有奉献。
But you do not offer.
我们要把这个权利放弃。
We need to let go our rights.
我们的婚姻就有拯救了。
And then there will be salvation in our marriage.
今天我们许多人都有孩子。
Today many of us have children.
我们的孩子都渐渐长大了。
And our children are growing up.
成为我们一个很大的一个负担。
And they have become a great burden on our children.
我们不知道怎么样来管这些孩子。
We don't know how to train up our children.
管孩子是非常非常的难的一件事情。
It is a very difficult thing to train up your children.
我觉得比工作还要难。
I think this is a more difficult job, difficult task than our job.
我觉得比婚姻还要难。
It is more difficult than our marriage.
管孩子是非常难的事情。
To train up your children is very difficult.
你如果要把那个责任放在你的身上。
If you want to bear that responsibility,
一个孩子就把你压垮了
and then one child will weigh you down.
我就已经垮四次了
I have four experiences.
不能的
You can't do it.
你不能把这管孩子的事情压在自己的肩膀上
You cannot take up the burden of training up your children on yourself.
你要把他们奉献给神
You need to offer them up to God.
所以神来管他们
Let God take control of them.
很多时候我们管不到的。
Many times we cannot train them.
你就回想当你自己做孩子的时候。
You can remember the days when you were a child.
你的父母能够都管到你吗
？Can your parents know everything about you?
很多事情管不到的。
Many things they don't know.
很多的地方他管不到的。
Many areas they do not know.
父母能够管你的只有很小很小的一部分。
Your parents can only take care of you in a small portion of your life.
我们 都忘记当初那父母管我们的情形是怎么样。
We all forgotten how our parents used to take care of us.
我们想我们要管我们的孩子的每一个部分。
And yet today we try to take care every area of our children's life.
不可能的。
Impossible.
我们要把孩子奉献给主。
We need to offer our children to God.
主啊，我管不了的。
Lord, I can't do it.
就是我想管也管不了。
Even if I want to, I cannot protect.
这个孩子只有你可以管。
Only you can control them.
每天要为孩子祷告。
You need to pray for your children daily.
让神来管你的孩子。
So that God can take in charge of your children.
人只能管到外表。
Man can only take care of the physical needs.
只有神能够管他们的内心。
Only God can take care of the needs of their hearts.
这叫做奉献。
This is what it means to offer.
如果我们不学会奉献的话，
If we have not learned to offer,
我们这一生的年日就在工作、在家庭、在孩子的身上忙忙碌碌。
Then we will just spend all our life in our job, in our family, and in our children.
有一天，我们突然发现，我们在神面前的年日如同无有一样。
One day you will discover that your days before the Lord is as of nothing.
在那个时候，你的心里面是何等的惭愧。
At that moment, how shameful will your heart be?
因此，我们愿意在这里，借着保罗的话。
So through the words of Paul,
他说我们要把身体献上。
He encourages to offer our bodies
当作活祭
as a living sacrifice
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It is well pleasing to God.
我们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And this is our rational service of worship.
当我们把自己奉献给神以后，
After we offer ourselves up,
神就要在我们这身上做一个奇妙的工作。
God will begin to do a wonderful work in our life.
他就要在我们里面，让我们不效法这个世界。
He will not allow us to be conformed to this world.
有谁能不效法这个世界呢？
Who is able not to conform to this world?
我们如果不是把自己奉献给主的话，
If we do not offer ourselves to God,
我们就一定要效法这个世界。
Then we will have to be conformed to this world.
我们不效法这个世界也不行。
It is impossible for you not to be conformed to this world.
唯一能够让我们不效法这个世界的，就是我们把自己奉献给神。
The only way you do not have to be conformed to this world is to offer yourselves to God.
因此我们在神的手中。
Then you will live in God's hands.
神就让我们的心意来更新而变化。
And He will renew and transform our hearts.
这是神在我们身上的那个工作。
This is the work God will do in our lives.
神在我们身上要做许许多多奇妙的工作。
God will do many, many wonderful works in our life.
但是如果我们不把自己交给他的话，
But if we do not offer ourselves to Him,
他就没有办法在我们身上来做这个更新的工作。
Then he is unable to do this renewing work in our life.
就好像那个泥土，如果不把自己交给窑匠的话，
just as if the clay does not submit itself in the hand of the potter,
那个窑匠就没有办法在这个泥土的身上来做任何的工作。
Then the potter would not have any means to work on this clay.
神的工作呢，是一个更新变化的工作。
God's work is the work of transformation and renewing.
当神在我们身上工作的时候，
When God is working in our lives,
他在我们里面就来改变我们。
He began to change us.
把那个从前那个不像神的地方都改变成像神的地方。
All those areas that formerly does not conform to God, He will change them.
这是神在我们身上所定的那个心意。
This is God's will in us.
当神在我们身上开始这样工作的时候，
When God began to work in us,
保罗特别告诉我们在几个方面神要来更新我们。
Paul gave us several examples to tell us in which areas God would renew us.
也是在这几个方面的里面，我们要把那个所听的道和我们的生活要连接起来。
Also in these areas we need to take the words that we have heard and let it connect to our life.
在罗马书十二章、十三章、十四章里面呢，我们就看见圣灵要在三个方面来更新我们。
In Romans chapter 12, 13, and 14, we see the Holy Spirit will work in us in three areas.
在头一个方面主要来更新我们的，就是在爱这件事情上。
And the first area that God will renew us is concerning love.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved,
我们就进了一个爱的学校。
We have entered into the school of love.
我们永远没有办法从这个学校毕业。
And we will never graduate from this school.
在我们余下的那个年日的里面，神要不断的在我们的心里面来教导我们什么是爱。
In our remaining years, God will continue to teach us what is love.
也要让我们能够把那个爱能够彰显出来。
He will also ask us to manifest His love.
第九节说，爱人不可虚假。
Verse 9 tells us, let love be without hypocrisy.
为什么会有虚假？
Why would there be hypocrisy?
因为我们所知道的那个爱的道理。
And because the love that we know of,
和我们里面那个爱的生命不能够相配。
It is not comparable to the life that we have within.
所以我们有那个爱的知识。
We have the knowledge of love.
但是我们没有那个爱的生命。
But we don't have the life of love.
因此我们的爱就有虚假。
Therefore, there's hypocrisy in our love.
当我们在主的面前能够把真理和我们的生活连在一起的时候，
When we connect our life with the truth,
让神在我们里面更新我们的爱，
and allow God to renew our love,
那个爱就不虚假。
Then that love is no longer hypocrisy.
那个爱就是真实的。
That love is of truth.
我们人好像是一个器皿。
And this man is just like a vessel.
我们在这里认识了许多神的真理和教训。
Here we have learned many of God's teaching and His truth.
我们给人的时候，
When we give it to men,
我们给的是神的爱。
We need to give them the love of God.
我们给人的时候，不是在把那个真理和教训再给人。
We should not give the teaching and truth to other people.
当我们在神的面前不奉献给神的时候，
And yet if we have not offered ourselves to God,
我们所能够给别人的就是真理和教训。
All we can give to other people is teaching and knowledge.
因为那是我们所有的。
Because that's all we have.
这个真理和教训没有被更新。
And this knowledge and teaching have not been renewed.
因此我们不能够把神的爱流露出来。
And we are unable to let God's love to flow out of us.
当我们流露的是那个真理和教训的时候，
If we can only give others teaching and knowledge,
对别人来讲，那好像是论断一样。
To other people, it's like we are criticizing them.
你看，像那个丈夫对妻子说，你应该要顺服我。
Just like a husband will say to a wife, you need to submit yourself to me.
这是一个真理。
That's a truth.
这绝对是一个真理。
That's a 100% truth.
但为什么妻子听起来像论断一样？
And but why is it in the ears of the wife it sounds like criticism?
当那个妻子向丈夫说，你应该要爱我。
When the wife says to the husband, you need to love me.
像基督爱教会一样。
Just like Christ loves the church.
百分之百的真理。
That is 100% truth.
但是听起来百分之百像论断。
But it sounds like a criticism in the husband's ear.
我们那个器皿，我们所拿出来的不能是真理和教训。
In this vessel, we cannot bring out teaching and truth.
我们需要神在我们里面做那个更新的工作。
We need God to do the work of transformation.
把基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
To pour the love of God into us.
好让我们流露出来的是包容。
So what we can give out is Oh, it's forbearance.
当我们能够这样包容的时候，
when we are able to forbear one another,
这个爱就能够改变人。
This love will change other people.
这个爱能够让我们成为别人的一个祝福。
This love will become a blessing to others.
当神向亚伯拉罕说话的时候，
when God spoke to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，你是一个蒙大福的人。
Abraham, you are a blessed man.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕的福是什么？
What is the blessing of Abraham?
是不是亚伯拉罕的那些牛群跟羊群？
Is it because of his cattle and sheep?
是不是亚伯拉罕的那些仆婢？
Is it because he has so many servants?
我想亚伯拉罕的蒙的大福还不是指那些。
Abraham's blessing is much greater than this.
亚伯拉罕的福乃是因为他能够使万族万民能够得福。
Abraham's blessing is because he can give blessings to all nations and all peoples.
一个真正蒙福的人乃是一个能够把神的恩典带给别人的人。
A truly blessed man is one who can bring God's blessings and grace to others.
如果我们里面有被神这样的更新，
If God can renew us in our hearts,
我们到一个地方，
Then wherever we go,
我们跟一个人相处，
Whenever we meet a person,
我们就能把神的祝福带给他。
will be able to bring God's blessing to that place or that person.
这叫做蒙福啊。
That is blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们一生要来学这个爱的功课。
Brother and sister, we need to learn this lesson all lifelong.
什么叫做这个更新的爱呢？
What is this renewed love?
这个更新的爱呢，就是能够离开自己的感觉，进入另外一个人的感觉。
This renewed love means that you can step out your own feelings and enter into other people's feelings.
所以能够与喜乐的人同喜乐。
Therefore, you are able to rejoice with those who rejoice.
你能够与那个爱哭的人同爱哭。
And you can weep with those who are weeping.
你需要从自己的感觉里面出来。
You need to step out of your own feelings.
你要是不从自己的感觉里面出来的话，你没有办法有这样的爱。
If you do not exit out of your own feelings,
当主耶稣看见马大和玛利亚的时候
，If you are, then you have no way out. When Jesus met Martha and Mary,
那个时候拉撒路已经死了。
At that time, Lazarus already died.
耶稣看见玛利亚在哭
，And Jesus saw Mary weeping.
所以耶稣就哭了。
And Jesus also wept.
耶稣为什么要哭呢
？Why does he need to weep？
他知道他马上就可以让拉撒路从死里复活。
For he knows he can immediately cause Lazarus to come back to life.
所以如果他在他自己的那个感觉的里面，他没有理由要哭的。
If he remains in his own feelings, he doesn't have any reason to cry.
但是主耶稣从自己的感觉里面出来了。
But Jesus stepped outside of his own feelings.
他进入马大和玛利亚的感觉的里面。
And he entered into Mary and Martha's heart.
那他就不得不哭。
Therefore he wept.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要在主的面前让主来更新我们。
But and sister, today we need to allow God to renew us.
好叫我们不要常常为自己哭。
So that we will not cry for ourselves.
基督从来没有为自己哭过。
Christ never cried for himself.
基督也没有为自己喜乐过。
Christ never rejoiced for himself.
他只为别人喜乐，只为别人而哭。
But he rejoiced for others. He also wept for others.
我们常常在这件事情上失败。
We often fail in this matter.
我们活在自己的里面。
Because we live in ourselves.
为自己喜乐。
We rejoice for ourselves.
也为自己哀哭。
We also weep for ourselves.
我们因为那是因为没有把自己奉献给神。
It is because we have not yet offered ourselves to God.
我们如果不把自己奉献给神，我们就天天活在自己的里面。
If we do not offer ourselves to God, then we will live in ourselves daily.
是非常痛苦的一件事。
And it's a painful existence.
当主在我们里面这样的继续教导我们的时候
，When God continues to teach us,
他就让我们看见那个爱呢是不会止息的。
He wants us to see that love will never cease.
那另外一个翻译说，爱是永远不失败的。
Another translation said that love will never fail.
弟兄姊妹，什么事情都会失败。
But and sisters, everything will fail.
什么智慧都能够遇到它的穷尽的时候。
All wisdom will be used up.
所有的话语有一天也不需要了。
All words will become unnecessary one day.
但只有爱是不止息的。
But only love never fails.
因此今天主要在我们的身上来做这样一个爱的功课。
So today God will do this work of love in us.
爱是永远不会失败的。
Because love will never fail.
如果你有仇敌
If you have enemies,
如果你要解决这个仇敌的问题
If you want to resolve the issue that you have with your enemies,
只有用爱
Only with a love.
只有这一个办法
This is the only way.
如果你的仇敌饿了，就要给他吃
If your enemy is hungry, you need to feed him.
如果他渴了，你就要给他喝
If your enemy is thirsty, you need to give him water.
这就是把那个炭火来摆在他的头上。
And that is heaping burning coals upon his head.
这个炭火就让那个人的心能够软化。
And this burning coal will melt his heart.
只有这一个方法。
Only this method.
没有其他的道路。
There's no other way.
弟兄姊妹，我们的仇敌也知道这一件事。
But and sister, our enemy also know this.
因此仇敌常常在我们圣徒的周围要做一件事。
And that's why the enemy often wants to do one work among the saints.
他要把那个爱拿掉。
He wants to remove the love that you have.
所以在我们那个婚姻的当中。
So in the midst of our marriage,
不知不觉，那个爱就被仇敌拿掉了。
Without knowing, and you lose that love.
你感觉外面都一样。
You felt that everything outside is the same.
都很顺利。
Everything is very smooth.
工作也好。
Your job is okay.
孩子也好。
The children are fine.
但是那夫妻中间的爱没有。
But all of a sudden, you lost that love between the husband and wife.
当那个爱被拿走以后。
When that love has been removed,
就什么都没有了。
Then there's nothing.
所以我们在主的面前要认识这一件事。
So we need to understand this before God.
要让圣灵在我们里面常常更新我们的爱。
You need to allow the Holy Spirit to often renew the love you have in your
heart. 如果我们这个里面没有爱的话。
If you have no love,
那个婚姻就没有意义。
Then your marriage is meaningless.
我们在主的面前有侍奉。
We serve God.
也许我们侍奉很忠心。
And maybe we're very faithful in our service to God.
对，不知不觉的当中。
And yet without knowing,
仇敌就把那个爱拿掉。
The enemy has removed your love.
当你这个爱被拿掉以后。
When this love has been removed,
这个侍奉就成为一个责任。
And this, your service to God, it becomes a responsibility.
这个责任以后就变成一个重担。
And soon later, it becomes a burden.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的工作。
Brother and sister, this is the work of the enemy.
因此，我们要常常把自己奉献给神。
We need to offer ourselves to God very often.
我们需要天天来奉献给神。
We need to do this offering daily.
好像我们里面这个爱是每一天都是新鲜的。
So that this love in us is fresh every day.
我们的家庭那个爱是新鲜的。
And the love in our family is fresh every day.
我们在教会里面弟兄姊妹的爱是新鲜的。
And the love we have between brother and sister in the church is fresh every time.
我们的侍奉那是出于那个爱的。
That our service to God is out of love.
保罗说，我们什么事情都不要欠人。
Paul says, "Do not owe anybody in anything."
但是在彼此相爱的事情上，要常常以为亏欠。
Except in love.
弟兄姊妹，当你去服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
，Brother and sister, as you minister upon the brothers and sisters,
你的心里是觉得，弟兄啊，姊妹，我给你一个恩惠吗
？Do you feel that, brother and sister, I gave you a grace?
还是你盼望这个人对你有一点回报吗
？Or you hope to have some kind of reward from brothers and sisters?
还是你觉得这是我欠你的
？Or you feel that you owe them?
我真是希望马上还你。
And I truly want to return this to you.
我不希望欠你太久。
I don't want to owe it to you for too long.
这是主要我们对弟兄姊妹的那个态度。
This is the attitude God wants us to have as we minister upon our brothers and sisters.
我们来服侍弟兄姊妹的时候，不是带着一个施舍的态度。
And when we minister upon our brothers and sisters, we should not come with the attitude of giving.
我们还是觉得这是我们要还债的。
But it's a return of payment.
因为我们欠主欠的太多。
Because we owe our God so much.
就但愿主在这件事情上天天来更新我们。
May God renew our heart in these matters daily.
第二个方面呢
？In second areas.
圣灵要来更新我们。
In second area, which the Holy Spirit will renew us.
就是顺服。
Is in obedience.
当我们信主了一段年日以后
，After we believe in God for some time，
我们知识增加很多
，Our knowledge increased much。
慢慢我们里面无形当中呢，就有一点自高自大
，And gradually we become proud and arrogant。
如果没有圣灵的工作
，If the Holy Spirit is not working，
如果我们不把自己天天奉献给神
，If we do not offer ourselves to God daily。
我们就只能顺服那些比我们强的人。
Then we will only be able to obey to those who are stronger than we are.
我们绝对不能顺服不如我们的人。
We will not be able to obey to those who are weaker than we are.
我们更不能顺服那些人身上的缺点被我们看见的。
We especially cannot be obedient to those people that we can find faults in their life.
这个不是顺服。
That's not true obedience.
这不是神要我们学习的顺服。
That's not the obedience God wants us to learn.
神要我们在他的面前来顺服。
God wants us to obey before him.
不是因为这个人比我好。
It is not because this person is better than I.
也不是因为这个人没有缺点。
It is not because this person has no faults in his life.
但是主把这个人摆在那个地位上。让我顺服他。
It is because God has placed this person on that position that I need to obey him.
彼得告诉我们。
Peter tells us.
我说你们是为主的缘故来顺服。
You submit yourself for the sake of God.
今天我们来顺服不是为了这个人的缘故。
Today we learned obedience not because of man.
如果没有这个人的缘故，我们都不能顺服的。
If it's for the reason of man, then no one can learn to obey.
但是我们顺服不是为了人的缘故。
But we obey not because of man.
那是为了神的缘故。
It is because of God.
那是神要我们来顺服这个人所站的那个地位。
God wants us to obey to this person whom He has placed in that position.
因此，当我们顺服的时候，我们实在是顺服神。
So when we obey, we are obeying God.
如果我们不顺服的话，我们实在是不顺服神。
If we do not obey, then we are not obeying to God.
如果一个人有一个很不好的丈夫
，If a person has a very awful husband.
那这个妻子怎么顺服这个丈夫
？How can this wife learn to obey this husband?
不是因为这个丈夫的缘故。
It is not because of the husband.
这个妻子乃是要先顺服主。
This wife must first be obedient to God.
为着主的缘故，再来顺服这个丈夫。
For God's sake, she would then be obedient to her husband.
如果我们让圣灵在我们里面来更新我们
，If we let the Holy Spirit to renew in us.
把我们自己天天来奉献给他
，and offer ourselves daily to God.
我们才能有这样的一个顺服。
Then we will have such kind of obedience.
顺服就代表我们这个人的盼望呢，是在神。
Obedience tells us that our hope is in God.
不顺服就代表我们这个人的盼望是在人。
Disobedience shows that our hope is still in man.
为什么那个妻子不能顺服？如果有一天你如果这样的话，我就顺服你。
If one day you become like this, then I will obey you.
有没有这一天的时候
？You will never see that day.
我们的盼望不在乎这个人。
Because our hope is not dependent upon men.
不在这个人能不能改好。
It is not whether or not this man can change.
我的盼望乃是在乎神。
Our hope is in God.
因为我盼望在乎神，今天就能够顺服。
Because our hope is in God, today I am able to obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个重要的事。
Sister, this is an important thing.
因为彼得告诉我们。
Because Peter tells us.
他说顺服在神的眼中看为极其宝贵。
Obedience is such a precious thing in God's sight.
这彼得前书三章四节里面讲的。
And this is what Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3:4.
这句话我们不能随便的让它过去的。
We cannot let this word pass easily.
他说我们要以温柔安静。来做我们的，作为我们的装饰。
He says you need to adorn yourself with gentle and quiet spirit.
然后用这个装饰来顺服。
And use this adorn yourself and to obey.
在神的面前是个极其宝贵的一件事。
And this is a precious thing in God's sight.
这是神在我们每一个人身上要来做成的一件事。
This is something God will accomplish in each of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们做不到的。
Sister, we're unable to do this.
因此，我们需要把自己奉献给神。
That's why we need to offer ourselves to God.
我们如果不奉献给神的话
，If we do not offer ourselves to God,
这个是做不到的。
This will never be possible.
因此，我们需要把自己当作活祭来献给他。
Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice.
让神借着圣灵在我们里面来更新、来变化我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, He will transform and renew you.
让他把那个温柔和安静那件衣服。给我们穿上
And he will give us the garment of quietness and gentleness.
在这个装饰的里面来顺服
And in this garment, you will learn to obey.
这是仇敌需要攻击的一件事
This is something the enemy will continue to attack.
这是我们人类头一个的失败
This is the first thing we have failed as mankind.
当神创造人的时候
When God created man,
那个时候人是没有装饰的
At that time, man has no garment.
在伊甸园里面，人是没有装饰的。
In the Garden of Eden, the men have no garments.
神的心意乃是有一天要把神的个性、性格作为人的一个装饰。
God's desire is that one day He would use His nature as a garment for man.
但是在神的工作还没有做成以前，人就失败了。
But before God complete His work, man has already failed.
因此，人就有了一件自己的衣服。
A man therefore made a garment for himself.
今天我们有一件我们自己的衣服。
Today, each one of us has our own garment.
这个衣服就是我们救人的行为。
And this garment is the behavior and the acts of the old man.
在这个衣服的底下，我们是没有办法顺服的。
Underneath this garment, we are unable to obey.
无论我们读了多少圣经
，No matter how many times you read the Bible.
但是这个旧的衣服穿在我们身上，我们是没有办法顺服的。
As long as you're still wearing this old garment, then you cannot obey.
我们怎么样来顺服呢？
How can we obey?
我们要把这个旧的衣服脱下来。
We need to take off this old garment.
要交给主。
And give it to God.
奉献给神。
Offer it to Him.
让神给我们一件新的衣服。
So that He can grant you a new garment.
那个衣服叫温静安柔，温柔安静。
And this garment is the garment of gentleness and quietness.
在这样的一个新的衣服的里面。
When you wear this new garment.
我们就能顺服。
You're able to obey.
所以保罗说，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
That's why Paul says, always put on Christ.
我们只有在基督的里面，我们才能够顺服。
Only in Christ you're able to obey.
这是圣灵在我们里面做的第二方面的更新的工作。
This is the second work of renewing, that Holy Spirit will do in our lives.
这两方面都是非常的实际的。
And these two lessons are very practical.
也是在我们生活里面非常重要的两件事。
These are also two important things in our life.
但是还有第三件。
Here's the third one.
头两件是跟我们个人这个属灵生命有关系的。
And the first two lessons has something to do with our individual life.
那这第三件和教会有关系的。
And the third lesson is, it has something to do with the church.
如果我们觉得头两件很难哈
，If we think that the first two lessons are difficult，
我告诉你，这第三件更难。
I would tell you the third thing is even harder。
第三件比头两件还要难。
And the third lesson is much more difficult than the first two。
什么是这第三件
？What is the third one？
彼此接纳。
You need to accept one another。
如果我们读教会历史的话
，If we read a church history，
在教会的历史。教会最大的难处还不是外面的逼迫。
And the greatest problem that a church endured is not the outward persecution.
虽然教会在历史上有许许多多的逼迫。
Even though the church was persecuted many times in throughout history.
每一次的逼迫带来的都是复兴。
But every persecution brings about revival.
所以逼迫对教会来讲不是坏事。
So persecution is not a bad thing for church.
所以我私底下个人呢、啊，常常不希望中国大陆完全开放。
So in my heart, I often hope that the mainland China will not be open completely.
这是我个人的里面的一个私自的想法。
This is just my private thought.
我觉得那些难处对教会的益处非常大。
Because I find all the persecution in mainland China actually benefit the church greatly.
教会最大的难处是。
What is the greatest problem in the church?
弟兄和弟兄之间不能互相接纳。
It is between brothers and brothers that they cannot accept one another.
这是教会最大的难处。
That's the greatest problem in church.
这是也是一件非常难的一件事情。
It is also most difficult to deal with.
有的人说百物都可吃的。
Some people say you can eat all things.
有的人只能吃蔬菜。
Some people can only eat vegetables.
两个都是爱主的弟兄。
Both brothers love the Lord.
一个说什么都可以吃。
But one says everything you can eat.
一个说只能吃蔬菜。
The other say you can only eat vegetables.
不能接纳。
They cannot accept one another.
这就是教会的历史。
This is the history. This is the church history.
有的人说每一天都一样的。
Some people said every day is the same.
有的人说这一天比那一天重要。
But some people say this day is more important than that day.
不能在一起。
They cannot meet together.
只吃蔬菜的人不能接纳那个凡物都可吃的人。
Those people who eat vegetable cannot accept those people who can eat everything.
那个日月都一样的人不能够接纳那个这日比那日更强的人。
Those people who think that every day is the same cannot accept those people who place importance on certain days.
百物都可吃的人是刚强的。
Those people who are able to eat all things, they are strong.
那些只吃蔬菜的话，那些人是其实是软弱的。
Those people who are only able to eat vegetables, they're actually weak.
那个刚强的人往往就轻看那个软弱的人。
And the strong oftentimes despise the weak.
那软弱的常常就论断那个刚强的人。
And the weak often criticize the strong.
我们需要求主来光照我们。
We need God to enlighten us.
我们需要在主的面前把这个奉献给他。
And before God, we need to offer all the differences to Him.
让主在我们里面更新。
So that He will transform us.
然后让我们看见一个启示啊。
That we will be able to see His revelation.
这个人吃是为着主吃的。
We need to see the revelation that this man eat for God's sake.
这个人不吃呢，也是为着主不吃的。
This man who does not eat, he's also for God's sake.
我们没有办法接受这个事实。
We cannot accept this fact.
我们得到了一个真理，觉得百物都可吃。
When we receive the truth that you can eat all things.
我们就不能够接纳那个只吃蔬菜的人也是为着主的。
Then we're unable to accept those people who receive the truth that they can only eat vegetables.
他那样做也是为着主的。
Oh, he did so also for God's sake.
主比我们大。
God is greater than we are.
这个人是为着主的。
This man is for God.
那个人也是为着主的。
That man is also for God.
既然是为着主的。
If we're all for God.
而且主也接纳了他。
And God also accepted him.
为什么你不接纳？
Why can't you not accept him?
有什么理由不接纳？
What reasons do you have not to accept him?
因为我们心中的度量太小。
It is because the capacity in us is so limited.
什么叫做接纳？
What does it mean to accept?
接纳就是在你的心里面留一个地方。
To accept means that you reserve a place in your heart for that man.
虽然你完全相信百物都可吃。
Even though you believe that all things are you're able to eat.
但是你的心里面要留一块地方。
But in your heart you need to reserve a place.
留给那些只吃蔬菜的人。
Reserve for those people who can only eat vegetables.
你要接受他也是为着主的。
You need to accept the fact that he is also doing it for God.
这是圣灵在我们身上要做的一个功课。
This is the lesson that the Holy Spirit will do in will work in us.
当我们能够这样彼此接纳的时候
When we are able to accept one another
神的荣耀就彰显出来
God's glory will be manifested
这就是为什么仇敌要在这件事情上来攻击教会的原因
This is the reason why the enemy wants to attack the church
因为仇敌不愿意让神的荣耀彰显出来
Because the enemy does not want us to show forth the glory of God
所以最好的方法
So the best way
就是让我们不能彼此接纳
Is causes not to be able to accept one another.
我们如果不能彼此接纳
if we cannot accept one another,
神的荣耀就不能彰显出来
then God's glory cannot be shown forth.
弟兄姊妹，因此为了神的这个荣耀
brothers and sisters, for the sake of God's glory,
我们要把自己奉献给神
we need to offer ourselves to God.
因为如果不是神在我们的心里面做这个更新的工作
if God is not doing this work of transformation and renewing.
我们的度量就是那么小。
Then our capacity will forever be limited.
我们没有办法在我们自己的能力的里面来扩大我们的度量。
We can never enlarge our capacity with our own effort.
我们需要把自己奉献给神。
We need to offer ourselves to God.
让神来改变我们的心意。
So that God can change our minds.
我们里面就突然之间有那样一块地方。
All of a sudden you find a place in your heart.
我们就能够接纳我们的弟兄。
And you are able to accept our brothers.
弟兄姊妹，神在这三个方面要来更新我们。
Brothers and sisters, God would renew us in these three areas.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够让这个更新的生活一直在我们的身上？
How can we allow this renewing work to continue in our lives?
如果你们懂化学的人哈。
If you understand chemistry.
不知道东芝有多少是学化学的。
I don't know how many of us here. Specialized in chemistry.
这个化学变化的里面呢
And in this chemical reaction,
有很重要的一个东西叫催化剂 catalyst.
There's something very important called a catalyst.
这个催化剂在那个当中的话呢，这个化学变化呢就会非常的快
If the catalyst exists here, then the process of change will speed up.
那如果没有这个催化剂的话，这个化学反应就很慢。
And without this catalyst, then it will be very slow.
但是这个催化剂本身呢是不会改变。
But the catalyst itself will not change.
这个催化剂本身不参与这个变化。
And this catalyst will not participate in change.
那只要这个催化剂存在。
But as long as it exists,
在那个当中,
when it's in the midst,
这个变化就会发生了。
And then this change will begin.
这个催化剂就是神的同在。
This catalyst is the presence of God.
当我们活在神的面前的时候,
when we live before God,
这个神就能够更新变化我们。
Then God will be able to renew and transform us.
我们没有活在神面前的时候,
if we do not live before God's presence,
这个变化就非常非常慢。
Then this process of change becomes very slow.
所以我们要羡慕活在神的面前。
We need to desire to live before the presence of God.
我们要想到我们所有人生的赞美需要在神的面前。
We need to see that all the goodness in man is only before God.
我们要求主每一次我们打开他的话语的时候。
Every time when we open up his word.
他能够照亮每一句。
That he will shine on every word.
因为当每一个圣经被神照亮了以后，我们就活在他的面前。
Because when God shines upon His word, then we will be able to live before Him.
我们要求神常常在我们的思想、在我们的感觉、在我们的意念的当中。
We need to ask for His presence in our minds, in our thoughts, in everything we do.
就能让我们这个人能够被他更新而变化。
So that we can be renewed and be transformed.
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生啊，窄如手掌。
But sister, our lifelong is so narrow as the hand breadth.
我们在主面前的年日如同无有。
The days before God is just as of nothing.
我们要珍惜今天还有这个年日。
We need to treasure that we still have time today.
把我们自己奉献给神。
And offer ourselves to God.
不是一次。
Not just once.
乃是天天。
But daily.
一次奉献那个是死祭。
And if you only offer once, that is the offering of death.
一个活祭乃是每一天把自己奉献给神。
But a living sacrifice is an offering of daily.
好像我们所知道的真理和教训。
So that the truth and the teaching that we know of
能够在我们的生活里面彰显出来。
Will be magnified in our life.
在爱的这个方面。
In terms of love.
在顺服这个方面。
In terms of obedience.
在彼此接纳这个方面。
And in terms of acceptance.
但愿神的荣耀在每一个家庭当中显出来。
May God's glory be revealed in each and every family.
但愿神的荣耀在我们教会的里面能够显出来。
May God's glory be revealed in our church.
在神的荣耀在末日时代在所有教会的里面显出来。
May God's glory be revealed in all the churches in this end time.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
是你自己的恩典，让我们今天能够再聚在你的面前。
It is your grace that we can gather again before you.
我们在求你来照亮这些话。
We pray that you shine upon these words.
如果你不照亮这些话
，If you do not shine upon these words,
这对我们又是一个字句就是了。
Then these are just become another letters to us.
求主光照我们。
Lord, shine upon us.
让我们起来看见，我们需要把自己来奉献给你。
Allow us to see that we need to offer ourselves to you.
我们需要圣灵在我们里面天天来更新变化我。
We need the Holy Spirit to renew and transform us daily.
好像我们能够把基督的爱彰显出来。
So that we can reveal the love of Christ.
好像我们能够活出一个真实的顺服的生活。
We can live truly a life of obedience.
我们能够彼此接纳。
And we can accept one another.
让基督的荣耀彰显出来。
So that the glory of God may be revealed.
我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.